The following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
Nazis are coming! The Nazis are coming!
Sorry.
I think we ought to just have an episode where we play that thing over and over and over.
That would be not only the greatest episode ever, but so much less work for us.
Yeah. If I can remember to turn the recording on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Was it on? Is it on right now?
It is.
Or was it on before?
No, it's on right now.
Because we were talking about other shit. Is that shit recorded, too? That's funny. Hey, do we have more beer?
Yes, we do.
You gave me beer.
Lots more beer.
Bubba James gave me beer today.
What else do you expect in Bubba's refrigerator?
That's a good point. Because Bubba don't drink, so it was very shocking. So here's the deal, people, or person. I don't know who's listening. What's up, dude? Bubba doesn't drink, and then Bubba has a refrigerator in this undisclosed location in Ventura.
At the House of Magic.
Right. Since we gave all that shit up. So, Bubba had a refrigerator. It used to have, like, juice and, like, healthy snacks and Gatorade and Monster and stuff. And
then Gatorade?
No, that's it. Your home refrigerator. So, I went in there today, and it was full of beer. Full of it. So, I drank one. I just drank one. So...
Does that mean you're going to have to, like, take a piss in the middle of the show, or?
It's not that long a show. It was only one beer.
Okay.
Unless you're going to go off and give me another one.
We could arrange something.
All right. If you give me another one, I'll drink the other one on the air. I can't say the name of the beer because we don't have the, what's it called? Endorsement
that
or whatever?
Too. Yeah.
All right. So I won't say the name of the beer, but it's good beer. Beer is good. What up, y'all? What's going on? Oh, they can't talk back. They can't hear me.
No, they can't. Yeah. I thought maybe you were doing something.
Nah, beer is good. I like beer. Beer makes me happy. It's good for you. It's like whiskey.
I could play the happy song.
There's a happy song?
Yeah.
What's the happy song?
You know, the happy.
What's, I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. I can't sing.
We can't play licensed music, can we?
No.
Damn.
No, you can actually, we could play licensed music, but we can't podcast it.
Oh, okay. So we could play it, but then we'd have to edit it out for people that listen to the show later.
Right.
So those
Which
five people
like
would miss out.
Which is like everybody.
Those five people would miss out.
Hey.
What up, homie?
I forgot to do my thing.
Oh, do your thing, yeah.
Bubba's in the house!
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that thing.
No?
That's bad.
Okay.
I know you said you were
going to
do
You do your
that.
Revolt thing at the end. I thought I'd get
yeah,
to do
but
my...
Yeah, but I don't yell at anybody. I just say that we should revolt, and I make a political... socio-economical statement of positive change.
Okay.
You yelling at people about a house. You're not even in a house. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
All right. So if I said Bubba's in the house?
You're not in a house. It doesn't. The whole statement is pointless.
And
plus
I'm not
you're,
Bubba.
You're right. You're talking to the third person of a person that you're not. So it's weird. And you're not a rapper. It's pointless. You don't have to do it.
Well, I know a black person.
He's not a rapper, so it doesn't.
Oh.
It doesn't help you. Is the thing is what I'm saying.
See, you know, this is one of the things that could get a little tricky in the show because when you talk, you don't truly identify who you are.
Who me personally?
Yeah.
Well, why would I?
Well, you know, people might get mistaken and think it's two white dudes. Sitting in a chair.
I'm an enigma. That's the whole thing about me. Of course, you've outed me now. Now people know I'm fucking black. Thanks a lot for that. Had a whole fucking thing going. I had a whole mystique. You pull back the curtain now.
I did. I even pulled it back for you.
Damn.
You're going, oh, shit, what? Oh!
Yes, folks, I am an African-American person, although I do not like the term African-American because it's a stupid fucking term.
That's right. You're an African-Canadian.
That's a dumber term. Here's what I don't like about the term African-American. Here's why I find it stupid.
Listen to show one.
Oh, did I talk about this already?
Yeah.
I thought I had. Oh, sorry, folks. Well, listen to show one.
Oh, go ahead.
It's a dumb fucking
term.
You
started it. Now they're waiting.
Well, who? The one guy listening to this? If he's been listening this long, then he's heard the first show, and he knows it's a stupid fucking term.
And why is it?
What? A stupid fucking term?
Yes.
Listen to show one.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's 5 minutes of our show.
Nice. Well, I'm just saying it's a dumb. It's fucking. First of all, okay. Just in case people are stupid. Africa is a continent, folks, not a country. There are 26 countries within Africa. So that's the first dumb thing about it. Second dumb thing about it is what's the point of saying it? Any person that says it is dark as fuck. You know what they are. There's no point. Everybody's got a fucking mirror. There's no point in saying it out loud. It's stupid. Third reason it's stupid. Most of these folks, they were born in the United States of anyone? Anyone?
America.
There we are. So guess what that makes them?
American.
And that's all they are. It's not like you go to fucking France and you meet American French people. You meet French fucking people. It's just dumb. It's just another way that we separate ourselves from other people, and then everybody wonders why there's still racism. It's because we separate ourselves on purpose, purposefully, so of course there's fucking dissension in the ranks. It's stupid. It's a dumb fucking thing to say. Just be a goddamn person. If you can't be a person, I don't know, kill yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, what other nationality goes around anyways saying that I'm this American? I mean, I don't go around going, I'm white American.
No, but the thing is like, that's what I'm saying. You hear very less people saying that they're German American or they're French American or they're British American. You don't hear that shit. Plus, all of those places are actual countries, right? So what happens? You say, oh, well, you know, I'm French. I have French, you know, ancestry or whatever it is because it's a country. Nobody fucking knows what country they're from in Africa if it's an African ancestry. And it ain't like anybody's willing to do the goddamn work that Alex Haley did for fucking roots. So you can't just say, oh, well, I was African. Here's another thing. Just so we're clear, this is going to piss a lot of black people off if they hear this. Black people are so mad. So mad. Here's the thing. This whole idea that fucking kings and queens from Africa were brought to America and made slaves, that is bullshit. Sorry. See, here's what happened. When folks went to Africa to barter and buy slaves, they bought people who were already slaves from the actual kings and queens that were in power. So if you are here and American, your ancestry is not royalty in wherever the fuck in Africa you're from. It's slaves. Because those who are slaves were the ones that got sold. The royalty is still in fucking Africa. Look it up, kids. Sorry. So mad. So mad. If people actually listen to the show, we get letters. It'd be so bad. That's the truth. Sorry.
So if I ever get tagged on the building or egged, I'm going to know it has something to do with this show.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if somebody, like, tags the building and it says, I was an African king or something, then you'll know what's about this. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck people do.
So,
what do you got for me? You got something for me to be angry about?
Yeah, actually, I do. Because, you know, the thing that, you've been alive this last week, right? Breathing?
As far as I know.
Yeah, so you've probably heard the news about Gitmo.
Gitmo.
And the was five that like, five
was that a rapper?
Yeah.
Gitmo. Gitmo got a new single count. What, I don't know. What's
Gitmo?
You
know, the five prisoners that were exchanged for our one American.
When? What? No, I didn't hear any of this. Honest to God. I've been working a lot, dude. I have. I'm sorry. I've been working a lot. My head's been in like scripts and stuff like all week long. Tell me what's going on.
Wow.
You're so angry at me right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You guys, you should see Bubba. He's so mad at me right now.
Anyone who has a pulse has probably heard of this.
I thought you were talking about a rapper. You know I don't pay attention to politics unless I actually have to.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on. I'm sure I'll be as angry as you want me to be. I promise.
So our beloved half-white president.
Oh, you're so angry. You're so mad. You hate Obama. He got 2 years left?
Yeah.
So it's just 2 short years, and then you'll get a white president again. You'll be so happy.
No, he'll have us blown up by then.
We'll live. You'll get a white president. You'll be happy. He'll probably be fat, too. You'll love it. It'll be perfect. All right, so what did he do this time? What did he do?
So we have a prisoner, a so-called prisoner of war in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
I was going to say Afghan.
You were going to say, all right.
I'm making an Afghan.
An Afghan. I'm messing up an important topic. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
All right.
So what apparently happened is that this guy did not like America anymore. And
our
military guy. So this dude's in the military,
right?
Gets up, walks off base freely
in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan.
Okay, so he leaves.
Yeah, so he freely gets up and takes off.
Right.
And
pissed off at Monsanto or whatever.
Whatever it is, yeah. Okay. So he bails.
Right.
I believe this happened a couple of times. The first time they were able to bring him back. Second time he bails again. Now the Taliban or some other whatever. Yes.
I have a question. Why did they go get him?
Okay.
It's one thing if we're in battle and there's no man left behind. I get that. But if some dude's pissed off because he don't like McDonald's no more and he just leaves, let that motherfucker go.
Okay.
Why go get him?
It gets worse.
It's worse than that?
It gets worse.
But do we have an answer for why they went to get him?
No.
Okay.
So he takes off and he gets captured.
Son of a bitch.
But apparently he's eating well. He's whatever.
So he went to McDonald's.
He went to McDonald's.
Okay.
They actually tried rescuing him one time, and they lost six men.
What is it they tried to do?
Six men.
No, before that.
Rescue.
Oh, okay. Because you said some other word.
I did?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with your mouth and teeth and shit, but you said something
they
else.
They aren't all coordinated working together today, huh?
All right, so maybe. In Afghanistan.
You have a beer. It's the fumes from the beer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
that's right, because you don't drink.
Yeah.
All right, so they went and they rescued.
So we lost six people trying to rescue him, and we did not rescue him.
So it was a mission to rescue this guy, break him out.
Yeah.
Six guys we
six
lost.
Six guys died trying to figure out how to get him back.
While he's in the back eating McDonald's.
Eating McDonald's.
With the Afghanistan.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, our president, in his infinite wisdom,
knew you were going to say that.
Took five or six. Now I forget. Did I say five or did I say six before?
You said six people got killed.
Okay, I think it was five. Yeah, it's five. So not killed. Five.
Right.
Of the worst terrorist dudes in Gitmo.
Okay.
Were exchanged.
Now, explain what Gitmo is, just in case people are as stupid as me. I'm just saying.
It's the concentration camp that we have in Cuba.
Ah, okay. See? Some people might think Gitmo's a rapper, and they wouldn't know this.
I understand, but we don't have black listeners listening. Is that not right, Scott?
You know who listens to rap music more than anybody else?
Who?
White people.
Really?
Yes. Look it up.
That's bad.
See?
Anyway, so we exchanged five of the worst terrorists in Gitmo.
Right.
For this one dude.
Okay.
So they take him out, and we exchange these five dudes, and he does it without informing Congress or the Senate or anybody.
Oh, really?
Which is against the law.
He stepped out of protocol.
Against the law. They're supposed to give him a 30-day notice, how they're going to be tracked, all this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, because he don't run the country. Congress does.
Yeah. Well, he released them without notice.
Where did he release them to? Just back to their
to some other country who is also a terrorist country who's going to keep an eye on them.
So are they all from the same place, these six?
Five guys.
These five guys, are they all from the same country?
I believe so.
So they're terrorists from the same country, and they were sent to another country, and that country is considered a terrorist country as well against the United States, and they're going to keep an eye on these terrorists who have been imprisoned by our government for making terrorist acts against our country.
Correct.
In order to get back our dude.
This one dude.
Who likes McDonald's with the Afghanistans.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
In the Rose Garden, they do a press conference with the father and the mother.
Word.
With President Obama.
With who? McDonald's man?
With the parents of McDonald's man.
Okay.
At the
end. Do they ask for McDonald's?
At the end, the father in Islamic whatever.
Right.
Praises Allah.
Does he go, ah, la, 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 la. Does he do that?
He speaks in Arabic.
He does?
Because he's afraid his son won't be able to understand him in English because he's been there for so long.
Didn't he teach his son English as a kid?
These guys are pretty freaky families.
Interesting.
And so he praises Allah in the Rose Garden at the presidency for President Obama making this exchange to bring his son home.
He praises Obama.
Allah.
He praises Allah for helping Obama.
Yes.
You're very angry.
To bring his sons home.
You're like twitching. You're so angry.
And Rice gets on the Sunday morning talk shows, like always, and takes her shoe off and chows down on it.
Jerry or Condoleezza?
Condoleezza.
Okay. Because you know there's Jerry Rice, who's also Rice. He's a wide receiver, former wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, no. This,
San Francisco.
Is it Condoleezza? Who's the... Maybe it's not Rice. I'll have to look that up. But I suppose it really doesn't matter if nobody's listening anyways.
Black chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Condoleezza.
So she gets
on. That's
a
crazy name, Condoleezza.
Yeah.
Who the hell gave her that?
I don't know. It's weird.
All right, so she took off her shoe on national television and ate it?
Yes.
Hot sauce? Ketchup? By, what?
Oh, the whole works.
Interesting.
By praising this guy for being essentially a hero.
Which guy? Ah, la, 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 la. Or the president? That's fun to do.
The defector.
Oh, McDonald's man.
Yes.
All right, so we got McDonald's man. We got ah, la, 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 yeah. Father, and we got the president.
Yes.
Okay.
And we got the five terrorists.
Fun. Go ahead and try it. It's fun.
Ah, la, 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 la.
You're not as good at it.
I'm not. You do really well. Are you Islam?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I just like doing that. It's fun.
Okay.
I have a friend who's an Arab friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Egypt, actually.
Oh.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Funny dude.
All right.
Okay, anyway.
So yeah, this whole thing, and Obama has the audacity
right.
to sit there and say that he's done nothing wrong, that we're bringing one of our prisoners home, and, you know, all this kind of crap.
So wait. So McDonald's man, all of this happened to free McDonald's man.
Yes.
So what happened? Did McDonald's man get freed?
Yeah.
Where is he?
They made the exchange.
So he's home in America?
I believe he's back in the States now, yes.
But he didn't want to be a part of America.
Yeah.
Based on what you're saying to me.
Right. The guys that he served with.
Right.
All of them agree that he defected.
And they're dead now.
No, they're the guys that he served with that are pissed off that.
So there's new guys.
Our country did this.
So there's new guys that are dead.
Yeah, they serve more than with just six guys.
Right.
So these are six guys that he probably didn't even serve with that attempted to go rescue him.
Damn.
That died.
Damn.
So there are some pretty pissed off folks.
Right.
Especially those that are in the military.
I would imagine so.
And,
Well, first off, the president is just the prom king.
Not this one.
Let's be honest.
Not this one.
No. They all are.
Not this one.
They all are. Just because he did something.
Somebody forgot to tell him that he's just the prom king.
He knows he's the prom king. He did something. I'm sure there was some sort of action or some sort of pressure put upon him to do some shit to make him go against protocol. That's fucked up. Because you can't go against protocol. Because Congress is the one that runs all the goddamn thing. Congress runs the country. So for this dude who's like the prom king or sitting prom king, to go against Congress and do some shit like this, that's rough. What are people saying? What does Congress say?
Oh, everybody's pissed off.
Everybody's mad at him?
Everybody except for Obama.
Well, he's Obama.
Yeah.
Well, he's in. What are you going to do? He won. There's nothing to do. He can't make it much better than it is. It's not going to get better. It's just going to continue. Listen, here's the thing. You like to get mad because you hate Democrats and you don't like that there's like a half black president. I get that. But they're no better. It's not like the next guy's going to be better. They're all fucked up. But they all do fucked up shit.
The problem with this president is he thinks that it's all about him.
Every president thinks it's all about him.
No, but you know,
there's one president that thought it wasn't about him, and they shot that dude in the head.
Who, Lincoln?
No. Well, yeah. Him.
You're not going to say Kennedy.
Yes, they fucking shot Kennedy in the back of the head. They got rid of that motherfucker as fast as they possibly could, and then they put that lame-ass Lyndon Johnson in, who didn't know shit from shit, and he just sat there, and he got told what to do. You can't. That's how it is, man. They're prom kings. That's all they are.
Yeah, but this guy doesn't think he's prom king, and that's the problem.
They all... I don't know. So what? So you're saying that this guy stepped out of turn? They all step out of turn based on who they are. Clinton stepped out of turn because he's horny. So he did all of that shit and fucked things up. But everybody got behind him because they liked the way he talked or his twang or whatever. But if you talk to people from Arkansas hated Clinton years before he got in the fucking office because he fucked up Arkansas. They're all dickheads. They're all like megalomaniacs, all of them. They're not different. They look different. They have different names, but they're the same fucking... Every one of them is going to do some shit that they ain't supposed to do. You can't blame them. You can't give somebody that much fucking access and power and expect them to toe the line. You can't. If I gave you $1 billion today, $1 billion, $1 billion tax-free fucking dollars that you could access today, how much out-of-line shit would you do just because you could? I would venture a lot. You would do a lot of shit.
Well, I don't know. Let's try.
You know you would. Anybody, you give somebody, listen, trust me, you give anybody $1 billion, tax-free, accessible to them right away, guaranteed the first thought that pops into that person's mind isn't, I want to feed the hungry. That person's going to fuck somebody over with that money. That's the first fucking thing they're going to do. Even if it's a minor infraction, they're going to do some shit that's fucked up. It's just what we are as humans.
Obama's got a laundry list of stuff that he's done.
So what are people saying? What are people saying? What are they looking to impeach him?
That he broke the law.
Well,
but nobody says what's going to happen that he broke the law.
Every president breaks the law.
No, but he
Bush broke the law.
He broke a big law here.
Bush broke a huge fucking law with his whole fucking invasion of Afghanistan. I'm not saying, look, it turned out that what's his name was over there. I don't know the names of these people. They all sound alike to me. Laden, Obama. Bin Laden, Osama, him. So that dude was horrible and he needed to be fucking found, yes. But Bush had no legal reason to go into that country and get him. And then he went, and then who was the other one he got? Oh, Castro. Valvoline, whatever his name was, the other fucking tormentor person,
yeah,
the first one,
Iraq,
yes, whoever this guy is, Saddam
Hussein,
him, he had no reason to go get him, but it's better that dude
yes,
gone.
Yes, he did. He pissed off his dad.
Well, okay, but that's not a legal fucking reason. This is my point. Just because they break the law in a way that you don't like, don't mean that they haven't broken the law. They all break the law. They all break the law. Clinton shouldn't have put his dick in that fucking check. That was against the law. Bush shouldn't have gone into wherever he went in and got Saddam Hussein. That was against the law. Fucking Obama went and helped McDonald's man by throwing terrorists around the world where he shouldn't have. That's against the law. They all do shit against the law. They all do.
Yeah, his new foreign policy is, well, we'll just let them all go, keep an eye on them, and if they try to bomb us up again, we'll go round them back up. Gee, we already had them. How about we skip the bombing part and just keep them?
This is how it works, dude. This is how it works. Why do you think I pay no attention to politics? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. None of it makes any logical sense. It's fucking stupid. They're all the same. I don't know why we even have these parties. like the fucking Republicans hate the liberals and the fucking greenhouse people, whatever the fuck, I don't know. They're all the same. They're all the same. You cannot give somebody that much power and expect them to do right by it. Sorry. That's just the way human. If you go get a new kind of human, maybe that'll work. But people, this is what people do, man.
Well, see, that's why there should be term limits.
They do have term limits.
Yeah, only on.
They used to not have term. Remember, who was it that ran and ran and ran and ran? He was the president for like 20 fucking years or some shit. What was it? Franklin. Delano, right? Wasn't Delano Roosevelt? Wasn't he president for like fucking 18 years or some shit? He ran like four consecutive terms, and then they realize, we got to put a cap on this because this motherfucker going to turn into a king because they keep voting his ass in. Like, he kept running.
I'll have
to
go back to my history. I didn't realize there was anybody who went beyond that.
Yeah, it was like four fucking terms. It was like Roosevelt or what's it, Theodore? I don't know. There's one of them president people. But anyway, this is what happens. It's horrible. It's you know what? This is what we should do. Instead of these elections, what we should do is we should just get people and put them in a ring with boxing gloves and have them fight it out. And whoever wins gets to be president for like a year. You get like a year contract. And you just turn it around. Just turn it over like that.
All right, here we go. The only U.S. president to have served more than two terms in office is President
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. See, I told you. I know shit, dude. I'm not all profanity. I know shit.
Although a couple of other former presidents have tried to run for a third term, he's the only one who actually did.
Yeah,
and
I told you.
He died in his fourth term.
See? I told you. I can't. You see what he did, folks. He went and looked it up because he thought I was lying. He didn't believe me. He didn't trust me.
I didn't think you were lying. I just
you looked it up. You were like
you didn't even know who Obama who Bin Laden was.
You looked over here and you were like, that motherfucker don't know. And he starts typing and shit like he's gonna find. I told you that's. You know, it's why there's limits, because of that guy.
I think I just poisoned myself.
For, huh? How? What'd you do?
That bug spray.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, we have a huge fly infestation, and I don't mean by like a lot of flies, although there are. I mean they're actually huge flies. Like the flies themselves are very, very big.
Yeah, these flies were like mini birds.
It's weird. It's very weird. I don't know why he changed the subject. Probably because I was right and he was wrong. But anyway, changed the subject now about flies.
I think I just got cancer.
Do you?
Sitting here.
Obama. Fucking Obama. Fucking Obama.
Yeah, and he's probably the IRS is going to deny my claim for medical treatment.
They don't... What?
Well, that's what they want the IRS to regulate... this whole Obamacare thing.
No wonder you're so upset all the time. You paid way too much attention to politics.
No, I don't, actually. My wife does.
It's a lot of shit, man. It's all shit. Just assume it's shitty and do other things.
Yeah, but when Dickhead starts releasing people that are out there to try to kill us, it doesn't make life any easier.
Dude, they just released fucking Homeboy that killed all the people years ago with the fucking swastika on his forehead. What's his name? Everybody Hitler? Was afraid of him? Not Hitler. Hitler's dead. God, I need another beer. What's his name? Everybody hated the guy. Everybody was afraid of him. He finally got paroled.
Oh.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Swastika, 70s, yeah. Crazy man.
No way. He got released.
He got out. What's his name? Fuck, what's his name?
Call
in and tell us his name. Nobody calls in. No one listens. The dude's out. What's his name? He killed Tate.
Yeah.
Sharon Tate and a bunch of other people, and then there's people that kept following. Manson, Charles Manson.
There you go.
He let him out.
They did?
He got paroled. Look it up. I know you don't believe me. That's why, as soon as I said it, people, he started typing again. It's like he doesn't believe me. You see it? What does it say?
Charles Manson got paroled. Is it a hoax?
Bam! Told you.
Hold on. 70 was imprisoned for life in 1972 for conspiracy. Da 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 da. His parole was denied for the 12th time in 2012. A new report claims that the dangerous murder was granted parole. Could it be a hoax? Nope. It's a hoax.
Yeah, well, at least you know I paid attention to something in it.
Yeah, it's a hoax. And it's got your great aunt on Facebook up in arms.
Who says it's a hoax? Who's saying it's a hoax? Do we trust that site?
Well, let me look it up again.
Go look it up on MSN or something, like a you know what I mean? Like a real site. Like a real dedicated site, like CNN or MSN or something like that.
All right.
So that we know. Sorry, we're just surfing the web instead of talking to you guys. This is the worst show ever.
Yeah, I know.
It's terrible.
Associate Bruce Davis granted parole.
Oh, so it wasn't somebody in his camp got parole.
Yes.
All right, so either way, somebody got parole that was associated with somebody who probably shouldn't get out of prison.
His next hearing is in 2027.
All right, this is what I'm saying. Go back. This is what we should do. All this parole and shit, it's not working, right? So I think what should happen to, like, real serious offenders like that is when they get the sentence, they should get shot in the asshole, like, directly inside your asshole. Like, they bend you over and they put the gun on your anus and then they pull the trigger and they shoot you directly in your ass. You know how much crime would go down if you knew that that is what would happen to you? You want to get shot in the anus? Nobody wants to get shot in the anus. Think about that. Think about that's your sentence. It won't kill you.
It'll come out your dick.
Crime would go way the fuck down. If people knew, if you do this shit unequivocally, we will take a gun and we will press it up against your bunghole and we will pull the trigger and we will shoot you point blank. What is that? What is that called? Point blank range?
Yeah.
Point blank range in your ass. We will shoot you in the asshole. Crime would fucking tumble.
Bet we'll let you out of jail after we do that.
Why would we let him out of jail? Leave him in jail. Shoot him in the ass and leave him there.
No, I think shooting him in the ass is long enough to not do the crime.
Don't you think?
Hey, you know, I think we ought to end on that note because that's like a high note.
Getting shot in the ass?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, folks, we can do it. If we all come together and revolt, we can make new laws and we can take crime out of our fucking equation. Shoot people in the ass.
We need to shoot Obama in the ass.
Leave him alone. He's a president. That's what they do.
Oh, you're just saying that because you want me to be the one who gets arrested by the Secret Service.
Who's the president? Give me the president you like. Who's the one that you loved?
George W. Bush.
Who did all kinds of illegal shit, just shit you liked.
Reagan.
Oh, my God. Reagan's the one that fucked us up with the Russians. Are you kidding me?
With the Russians? He's the one who got the Russians.
Whatever.
He dismantled Russia.
They're all bad, is my point. None of them are good. All
right, I'm ending this show because I don't want to talk to you anymore. So, say goodnight, Alice.
Where is that? There, we don't know anybody named Alice. This is not the George Burns show. I know what the fuck you mean.
Fuck.
That's funny. All right. I'm pissed.